Hey, football fans, picture this. You bet on your favorite player to score the first touchdown in the game, but his teammate scores instead. If this happens, BetMGM wants to give you a second chance at the end zone. With BetMGM's second chance promotion, you'll get your stake back if your first touchdown scores second instead. That's right. Bet on any pro football player to score the first touchdown of the game. If you're right, you win. If your player scores second, you get your stake back in cash. With BetMGM's second chance offer, you have a chance to keep the fun going after the first player crosses the goal line. Try a first TD score wager with confidence today. BetMGM, make it legendary. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. See BetMGM.com for terms. 21 plus only. This specific promotional offer is not available in Mississippi, Pennsylvania, Puerto Rico, or Ontario. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. Available in the U.S. 877-8-HOPE-NY or text HOPE-NY 467-369 for New York. 1-800-NEXT-STEP for Arizona. 1-800-327-5050 for Massachusetts. 1-800-BETS-ALL for Iowa. 1-800-981-0023 for Puerto Rico. Existing customer offer. Subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards paid back and unrestricted withdrawable funds. In partnership with Kansas Crossing Casino and Hotel.
If you're a podcast host, listen up, this one's for you. My name is Allie Jackson. I'm the host of Finding Mr. Height, a dating and relationship podcast that I've been doing for 4 years now, sharing my positive and practical approach to dating that's built on my own life experience. And I wanted to share another experience that I've had, my secret behind monetizing my show. It's called Red Circle. And I was just telling my colleague about how much I love their platform. With Red Circle, not only am I getting a seamless hosting experience, but I also love the support I receive in ad sales. It's not just typical ad sales either. It's targeted opportunities based on my show and my life. And the platform is super simple. You just set your preferences and Red Circle matches you with sponsors that align with your show. You can vet every opportunity and their platform gives you great analytics. More recently too, my Red Circle team has brought me opportunities outside of my podcast on social media to really augment the podcast partnerships, bring them full circle. I just can't recommend them enough. If you want to give it a try, go to redcircle.com to get your free trial. That's redcircle.com for a free trial.
Hello, and welcome to Long Time No See, the podcast. Each week, we'll be pairing two blindfolded comedians who've agreed to sit down with a mystery guest. I'll be putting them on the spot with a series of questions about their careers, lives, and opinions. Without further ado, please remove your blindfolds and introduce yourselves.
Hey, I'm Michael.
Hi, Andrea.
I have to be honest with you, I am so relieved to see it's you.
Do you have any irrational fears? What's the worst fad you were into? Is there any job that you would be terrible at?
Underwater welder?
Don't say that about yourself.
Do you guys have any useless talents?
I kicked one of those delivery robots.
What? You kicked one?
Yelling. I kick those all the time.
They have names on them.
Good.
I can make smoke come out of my mouth with nothing.
Do it.
You want to see it?
What the f***?
Out now, Long Time No See, the podcast, season 2. Listen wherever you get your podcasts.
Hey, I'm Nancy Wilson.
Mike Campbell.
Mark Mother's Bathroom Devo.
Hey, it's Adam from Counting Crows, and I am here giving you the story behind the song.
The story behind the song is back for season 4. I'm Peter Chidi of Deep Cuts Media, and this season we're diving even deeper into some of music history's most iconic tracks with the legends who made them.
What's so beautiful about it is a lot of people connect with, you gotta live your life and don't let the big man push you down. Don't have to live like a refugee, can't keep fighting for what you believe. And that was Tom.
From the spark of inspiration to untold tales from the studio, we unlock the true stories that shape the music you love.
At the time on the radio, there was a really cool riff by Nazareth covering a Joni Mitchell song, This Flight Tonight. It had the same groove, but I think Barracuda kind of blew it out of the water.
Join us as we all sit down with music icons like Devo, Heart, Mike Campbell of Tom Petty and the Heartbreakers, Sublime, Counting Crows, and so many more. New episodes are out now from the Consequence Podcast Network, so tune in wherever you get your podcasts and join me for the story behind the song.
So you want to be a rock and roll star? No? Well, how about a podcast star? Well, as it turns out, there's a new all-in-one platform just for you. It's called Anchor, and it's the easiest way to make a podcast. And check this out, it's free. There's creation tools that allow you to record and edit your podcast right from your phone or computer, and then Anchor will distribute the podcast for you so it can be heard on Spotify and Apple Podcast and, you know, everywhere else in podcast land. And what's even better, you can actually make money from your podcast. Go figure. No minimum listenership on that. It's everything you need to make a podcast in one place. So go ahead, download the free Anchor app right now or go to anchor.fm to get started. So what are you waiting for? Podcast stardom is within your reach.
Hey, I'm Jen, and I love horror movies.
I'm Mikey. I'm dead inside, and I also love horror movies.
And we really like to torture our friend Todd because he hates horror movies.
That I do. And that's why they call me the horror virgin.
That's the only reason we call him that.
I'm not. No other reasons at all.
Whatever. So every
week, we take him through the encyclopedia of horror, the good, the bad, the ridiculously Jack Frosts.
And then we make fun of it, more or less.
Or explain its deceptive feminism.
Oh. Yeah, exactly. That's what I do. That's my thing.
And I'm the funny one. Our episodes drop on Monday, so check us out.
Consequence Podcast Network.
Hey, welcome to another edition of Kyle Meredith With. It's an audio interview series presented by WFPK Independent Louisville at WFPK.org, Consequence of Sound, and the Consequence Podcast Network. Big thanks to all of you who subscribe. Check out all of the interviews. I know we put out plenty of them, new ones every Monday, Wednesday, and Friday. So thanks to everybody who's already a subscriber and keeps up with all of the stuff we do here. If you got that second to give the series a rating wherever you're listening from, leave a review or just a comment about what you liked about the interview. That's always such a huge help. And if you're not a subscriber, hit that subscribe button before we get into this. You can do it anywhere that you're listening from right now, anywhere you get your podcast from. Just take that moment to hit the button to keep up with all the stuff that all of your favorite artists are doing. Just grab your listening device, type in Kyle Meredith With, and the deed is done. I'm Kyle Meredith, and today my guest is a legend of a songwriter, a legend of a producer. It's Mr. David Foster. The man has written hits for Earth, Wind, and Fire, some of Chicago's biggest 80s hits, including some Peter Cetera solo stuff. If you know the St. Elmo's Fire songs, that's David Foster. And that's just the 70s and 80s right there. Go into the 90s. Seek out the Bodyguard soundtrack, Whitney Houston. Those songs right there, produced by David Foster. Celine Dion, The Power of Love, All by Myself. Yes, once again, David Foster. And now he has a new record called An Intimate Evening. It showcases him on the road with some very talented singers, showcasing a group of some of his best-known tracks, telling stories behind them. And that's what we're going to be talking about. Why he chose the songs that he did for this record, the theatricality that is represented in a lot of his own songwriting, and how songwriting has changed through the years. Styles change. So we'll hear about how he adjusts for the trends that come and go. And then we'll get into some of those songs, too. As I mentioned, the Bodyguard soundtrack, Whitney Houston, one of those tracks, the cover of Dolly Parton's I Will Always Love You, and that moment, I'm going to ask about that moment. There's a story there. And speaking of those moments, Celine Dion and her cover of All By Myself, the iconic key change, it was a nasty little trick he pulled in the studio to get Celine to do that, and we'll hear about that one as well. And then we'll pull into the present, too. He's working on a lot of musicals right now. One of those is a musical based on the iconic character Betty Boop. In fact, the single from An Intimate Evening, this new record, features his wife, Catherine McPhee, on the vocals to a brand new song from the Betty Boop musical. We'll get the story there. And much more. There's a PBS special, there's a documentary, and there's a whole tour talking about An Intimate Evening. It's Kyle Meredith with David Foster.
Hey, Kyle.
Pleasure. It's really an honor, especially behind this new record, and An Intimate Evening. I should also point out, you announced the tour. You're going to be here in Louisville, at the Louisville Palace on May 5th, and we're really excited to have you out here. Congratulations on this record, man.
Thanks, man, and I'm excited to come there. You know, I've done the Muhammad Ali event in Phoenix, Celebrity Fight Night, for the last 18 years. I've been the musical host, and so I have, of course, a very special place in my heart for Muhammad, and I've been to Louisville before, which is where his museum is, no?
Yeah, right. It's right down the street from us. In fact, if you've never been in, it is just a mind-blowing experience over there.
Yep, and I will hopefully visit it when I get there, and yeah, I'm on the road.
Yeah, man. Well, let's talk about this record and what you're touring behind, because An Intimate Evening, you have written and produced so many amazing songs throughout the years. This is a great track list. I got to wonder, is there a reason why you chose this group of songs specifically? Is there a common thread, or just the ones maybe that were top of your mind?
Just a dartboard, really. No, In fact, as I've been doing these interviews, people have asked me about songs that aren't there, and I've been going, yeah, why didn't I do, She's a Beauty from the Tubes that I co-wrote, and songs like that. So I might switch it up a little bit. But this is basically me going out there on the road and performing the songs without the original artist, but with some great singers, and whether it's a Celine song or a Whitney song, and just telling my story in sort of a 40-year look back at what I've done. And the CD is now out. My wife, Catherine, and I did one of the songs from the CD on the Today Show. And it's just been fun, and it's great to get that audience feedback.
I've noticed a bit of theatricality to your writing. You know, you're not afraid of movements and those key changes. Where does that come from?
I don't know. It's funny, but I love that you noticed it. And it's the thing that I get slagged from if ever Rolling Stone, if they ever decide to talk about me, it's usually bad. But when I lay my hands on the piano, that's what comes out. It's not like I try to be, you know, bombastic with my music, as Rolling Stone put it once. It's just that's what comes out, and that's what I think entertains people, and it's worked. And so, you know, I mean, it's not for everybody, that's for sure, but it's certainly worked for a lot of people, and it comes natural. It's not fake.
Well, and it shows, too, because, you know, you've 40 years, you know, 40-plus years that you're still cranking this stuff out. And styles change. Does songwriting change how you approach it?
It does. And, of course, you know, a song that I wrote for Celine 20 years ago wouldn't work today. I've morphed myself a couple of times. And right now I'm touring, as we mentioned. I've got the CD out. The DVD is coming out, actually. And I'm finding ways to still be relevant in the music business without writing a top 40 hit. I love Drake and I love Ariana Grande. I just don't know how to make that kind of music, but it doesn't mean that I can't stay busy, you know, just sort of slightly retreating and attacking in another direction. And I think that's what a mistake that a lot of people make. They keep banging their head against the wall trying to do what they've always done. And when it doesn't work, they just keep banging their head against the wall. For me, I just go, okay, well, that's not working, so I'll do this. I'll write musicals and try and go on Broadway, which is what I'm doing. Or I'll do a PBS special, or I'll tour, or, you know, there's always something great to do. Doesn't mean that you have to be on top 40 radio all the time.
You mentioned Broadway and everything. And the first single from the record, Something to Shout About, with Catherine, got the first single. Now, that's part of something else, right? The Betty Boop musical?
It is, and that's something I've been working on for a few years. We finally have a great book written by Todd Martin and a director, Jerry Mitchell, and the pieces are all falling into place. And this song, strangely, even though it's obviously not a top 40 song, it's strangely gotten a lot of action in the last 24 hours, which is kind of surprising to me.
Now, what steered you towards Betty Boop? I mean, was such an iconic figure, but not one that's really felt that's felt like it's had a resurgence lately. What brought that on?
You know what brought it on? Somebody asked me to do it. Nobody was asking me to write a Broadway play. And somebody came along and said, hey, would you like to do a Broadway play? Yeah, what is it? It's Betty Boop. Sounds good to me. And that's been a great entree for me. And now I'm working on 4 musicals and can't call them Broadway musicals yet because they're not on Broadway. But I'm invigorated by what I think I can bring to Broadway. And I'm excited about it.
Well, knowing what you've done with pop music, it seems like a natural fit. And I want to hit a little bit more on this record, too, with an Intimate Evening and this track list, because I was you've got All By Myself on here, and I was watching an interview with Celine just yesterday. I think she was on, CNN, and she was talking about that moment in the song, that key change, and it turns out that was a bit of a trick that you played on her, right?
I did. I hurt the poor girl, I'm sorry to say. All these years later, it's still fresh in my memory. I made her sing this high note. I dreamt up this high note that you couldn't imagine that anybody could even hit. As a matter of fact, the song was written by the Raspberries, I.R. Carmen, and I reimagined it for Celine, made her sing this high note 8 times, made her go hoarse. She hated me that day, but it did come out good.
It came out classic. And as far as high notes talked about, I have to ask about Whitney, too, because the Bodyguard soundtrack, I Will Always Love You, and the medley is also on this record as well. But talk about, you know, all-time iconic notes. I mean, one note. what can you tell me anything about that moment?
Well, when I first heard that song, I heard the Linda Ronstadt version, and it was very laid back. And I heard it, and it doesn't happen often, but I got a vision, and I know it sounds heebie-jeebie, but I heard it, and I got an immediate vision of how I could reimagine that song for Whitney, even with the key change, with the big boom and the drum and the high note, just knowing the power of her voice. And it really came to me, like, in real time. And I rushed to the piano, and I went, this is what I'm going to do. When I played her the demo, she was on the set filming, and she went out of her mind. She said, oh, my God, this is going to be incredible. And it was just a great coming together of a production artist and a great songwriter, Dolly Parton.
Just incredible moments that you've been a part of. An intimate evening, this record, at the Louisville Palace, May 5th. You've also got a PBS special and documentary on the way, too, right?
Documentary's coming. It's called Off the Record, hitting 42 or 50 cities in the next, first 5 months of 2020. So probably coming close to wherever you are in America. And it's going to be fun. I'm really looking forward to it. And the CD's out, and it's pretty entertaining. If I wasn't me, I'd probably buy it. But I'm going to get one for free.
Luckily, you know somebody. David, it has been such a pleasure talking to you. An honor, really. Thanks again. And we'll look forward to seeing you here in Louisville in May. Hopefully you get to visit the Ollie Museum.
I will for sure, Kyle. And if you show up to the concert, please come and identify yourself so I can say hello to you.
Absolutely. Absolutely. Thank you so much, man.
Okay, buddy. Thanks. Right.
Huge thanks. David Foster, the new album is called An Intimate Evening. Tour dates all through the first half of 2020. And thanks to you for checking out the episode. Again, if you're not a subscriber, you want to keep up with this, now's a great time to hit that subscribe button. Just grab your listening device, type in Kyle Meredith With, and stay up to date with all of your favorite artists and what they're up to. And if you're already a subscriber, hopefully you'll take that moment to leave a comment wherever you're listening from about the series or about the episode. And if you can give us a rating, that would be really helpful as well. After that, head to WFPK.org, where I do a show Monday through Friday at 6 p.m. Eastern. It's an hour full of song premieres, anniversary spins, music news, and bonus interviews. Again, that's WFPK.org. Consequence of Sound has your music and film news. You can also find me at Twitter at Kyle Meredith and Facebook/Kyle Meredith. And that does it for another edition. I'm Kyle Meredith. I'll see you next time.
Consequence Podcast Network.
It's easy to hear your favorite artist on WFPK from wherever you are. Listen on your smart speaker, live stream from our website at WFPK.org from Louisville Public Media.
Hey, football fans, picture this. You bet on your favorite player to score the first touchdown in the game, but his teammate scores instead. If this happens, BetMGM wants to give you a second chance in the end zone. With BetMGM's second chance promotion, you'll get your stake back if your first touchdown scores second instead. That's right. Bet on any pro football player to score the first touchdown of the game. If you're right, you win. If your player scores second, you get your stake back in cash. With BetMGM's second chance offering, you have a chance to keep the fun going after the first player crosses the goal line. Try a first TD score wager with confidence today. BetMGM, make it legendary. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. See BetMGM.com for terms. 21 plus only. This specific promotional offer is not available in Mississippi, Pennsylvania, Puerto Rico, or Ontario. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. Available in the U.S. 877-8-HOPE-NY or text HOPE-NY 467-369 for New York. 1-800-NEXT-STEP for Arizona. 1-800-327-5050 for Massachusetts. 1-800-BETS-ALL for Iowa. 1-800-981-0023 for Puerto Rico. Existing customer offer. Subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards paid back and unrestricted withdrawable funds. In partnership with Kansas Crossing Casino and Hotel.
If you're an HVAC technician and a call comes in, Grainger knows that you need a partner that helps you find the right product, fast and hassle-free. And you know that when the first problem of the day is a clanking blower motor, there's no need to break a sweat. With Grainger's easy-to-use website and product details, you're confident you'll soon have everything humming right along. Call 1-800-GRAINGER, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.